10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with my pals Will Summer and Catherine Rampell. They are the authors of the False Flag and Receipts newsletter, respectively. Receipts? It's Friday afternoon when we're taping this. I'm sorry. It's been a long read. Receipts.
It's been a long day.
You can sign up at thebulwark.com. Super Bowl weekend's a big commercial weekend. You know, the gays, we often watch just for the commercials. I'm going to miss a Super Bowl. I booked a flight during Super Bowl. I didn't even realize it until about 2 minutes ago. It's like, oh, well, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully the airline has it on. But, there's some high-level commercials you get to see during the Super Bowl. Some funny ones, celebs, you know. The Republicans have a series of candidates who are more in the infomercial space than the commercial space. And Catherine was flagging this for us, and we thought maybe it'd be valuable just to go through it because it's quite a notable trend. I want to start with, we're old enough to remember the ShamWow. Everybody remember ShamWow?
Oh, yeah, I certainly do.
ShamWows. Yeah.
You own knockoff ShamWows, really?
Yeah, I don't think they're like brand name, but they're, you know,
well, explain to the youth that are watching what a ShamWow is.
It's like this very absorbent fabric. It's kind of like a felt material that you use to sop up water. And okay. There were these crazy infomercials about all of the wonderful things that it did back in the day.
Well, Mr. ShamWow is running for office. Vince Shlomo. Shlomi. Shlomi? Shlomo. We'll figure it out.
Shlomi,
he's,
I think.
Shlomi. He's running, and he's got an ad. Let's watch it together.
Hey, it's Vince. I'm running for Congress against this guy. Stop having a politician that's worse than Biden.
That's a discretionary funding.
Instead, vote for me, a guy who's not half dead. I'm going to soak up the swamp, clean the house, and pick up those liberal tears at the same time. I'm going to slap chop the nuts out of the woke, making less blue-haired commies and more red-blooded Americans. Vote for me so I can represent you and the ones that can't stand up for themselves.
Vote for ShamWow!
Oh, boy.
You got me with that one right at the end.
So I was going in blind there. At the beginning, I was intrigued because... You know, John Carter is nothing to be excited about. He does seem too elderly to be in office. He's been a rubber stamp for Trump, so maybe some fresh blood in there. But then as he made his case for why him, he started to lose me a little bit. Catherine, talk to us about what was it that caught your eye about Mr. Shlomi.
Well, besides the fact that it feels like the Republican Party's slate of candidates is increasingly like MLM... hawkers and snake oil salesmen all the way down. Like, I just found that kind of amusing. His platform, this guy Shlomi's platform, is also pretty striking.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, so this is the stuff that's on his website. His platform is ending porn on X. Okay. No tax on Social Security. Ring cameras in classrooms. Human customer service. You know, why this is something that
I like that. You don't want human customer service?
I mean, I would prefer human customer service. I don't know why that's the province of Congress to deal with that, but sure. Then we get to some more interesting ones, including making thoughtism a hate crime. Thoughtism, he says, is a word I coined that means hating someone on the basis of the color of their thoughts or views.
I'm thoughtist towards Mr. Shlomo, so I hope that he doesn't get in because that could be concerning to me. Okay, what else?
Cowboy codes for kids. Maybe it's like scout code, scout's honor. I'm not really sure.
Is that mandatory cowboy codes or just
mandatory cowboy codes? Yeehaw. Giddy up. And then, of course, children must pray in school each week. So it's quite the collection. Not a lot of affordability on this agenda, but a lot of like thought policing and God policing too.
Well, had you been monitoring Mr. ShamWow? Does he have a presence in social media? Or did he just kind of like emerge?
I've been keeping an eye on Mr. ShamWow for decades. I mean, back in 2009, folks may remember his tongue was almost bitten off by a sex worker, and in exchange, he assaulted her. This is a guy with an unsavory past, needless to say. And the key thing about the tongue...
I'm sorry.
I have no memory of this.
His tongue was almost bitten off by a sex worker?
Yeah, he apparently arranged this in Miami. This in anticipation of this episode, I looked up all the greatest hits of Mr. ShamWow here. And in fact, there was this, he had this, you know, confrontation. I think they both faced criminal charges over it. But the important thing about the tongue, right, is that Mr. ShamWow, and people may remember, he was such a vibrant infomercial spokesman, and he would stick his tongue out and go, ah, you know, this is so crazy. And so the tongue was kind of his moneymaker. And so that's why it stuck with me.
Oh, boy.
That's why it stuck with you. As opposed to if it were any other politician running for Congress, you'd be like totally forgettable to find out that his tongue was bitten off by a sex worker.
Where it's just like, this happens time again. We talked about this yesterday with the trio. Well, it's like, you know, just because you can't control your urges, you know, it doesn't mean now that you get to use the power of the state to control some of ours, right? I mean, if, you know, I'm not into sex working and tongue biting, but for people who are, I'm fine with that. Like, it's always the people who want to come in with the strong, no porn on X, we're going to crunch the woke's balls, and we're going to go after the gay. Like, all these people are all getting electric dildos up their butt by sex workers on the side, it feels like, to me. You know, none of them are... It's like, well, I could almost accept it if they were, you know,
but you
more
know
genuine.
What? If he had a cowboy code, maybe it would keep him from this deviant behavior.
We
if,
know
if,
what
if
cowboys
the children
are
were
up
praying
to.
For him in school. Yes, you know,
I think that the cowboy code would maybe be cutting off the tongue.
Yes,
maybe,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, I mean, maybe not.
I have not done deep research on.
So he's running against John Carter. Okay, so that's a primary. Do we know if there are any other candidates? We're going to do a little more research on this race. I'm going to look into that. But Mr. ShamWow, look at his. Can we just pull up his website for a second here? Let's just put that on the screen. That's not a trustworthy face.
Very unsettling ShamWow affect, Shlomo. I would say. Like, I feel like he has not reformed himself.
I don't think he's reformed himself either. And I don't want him telling me what is happening in my thoughts. I'm concerned about that. So we've got the ShamWow guy. We've also got our friend who we've been covering for a while now and close friend of Will's. They're texting buddies, I do believe. This is Mike Lindell of My Pillow fame. He's running to be the Republican nominee for governor of Minnesota.
Many of you already know me. You know that I was a crack cocaine addict along with many other addictions. You know that I founded the amazing, successful company, MyPillow. If you will stand with me as the next governor of Minnesota, our future will be amazing.
Amy Klobuchar is just sitting alone in her home, praying to like her gay prom date or to whatever Lord she believes in. Please let it be Mike Lindell. Please let it be Mike Lindell. But he's also running. Have you been monitoring, Will? What's happened? What's the state of the race up there?
Yeah. So, I mean, look, this is the MyPillow guy, the former drug addict who remade himself with his pillows and his cotton sheets and all this stuff. And obviously he's, you know, embroiled in a lot of lawsuits over his claims about 2020 election fraud.
How dare him come and sue MyPillow? He's a scumbag for doing that. Put that in there. Scumbag. S-C-U-M bag. You're an a-hole. You got that? You're an
Mike,
is what you are.
Mike,
no,
sorry.
He's a. No, he's an ambulance chasing. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my. How do you guys sleep at night? You obviously don't have a MyPillow. That's a fact.
So he figures, look, my plate's pretty clean. You know, I got some time on my hands. I should run for governor. And I have to say, you know, he's doing a little better than you might expect. There have been some straw polls, I think, at various Republican events. That some put him in first place, some put him in third place. It's worth noting the Republican Speaker of the House is also running, and she's kind of the favorite. But, you know, I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't say he can't win this primary. I mean, Minnesota is kind of unsettled by ICE and by these Nick Shirley, you know, fraud videos. And I feel like that might whip Republicans into kind of like a more intensive pro-Mike Lindell stance.
He does have the benefit of having his own network, Lindell TV. I don't know what kind of the reach is of that. But, you know, probably
they're at the White House. I mean, maybe they could ask, you know, wouldn't you say, you know, Mike Lindell's the best candidate all the time? You know, I mean, the other sort of the perhaps conflict of interest here is his campaign has spent big on Mike Lindell's own memoir. They spent more than half of what they've fundraised so far, $185,000, buying copies of his book and handing them out.
What is that? What's the title of that memoir? What are the odds? Yeah. What are the odds? I guess it's true. How did we find ourselves here? What are the odds? That's not a bad title. All right. So we've got two infomercial candidates. Is that it? Were there any other infomercial candidates?
No, there are more.
Okay, tell me more. Who else do you have in mind?
One is, well, he's actually not a candidate. He's serving at the president's pleasure as the ambassador to Israel. So Mike Huckabee, according to a TV tracking ad site, Mike Huckabee, who's, again, the current ambassador to Israel, is the brand ambassador right now for Vinia, a blood flow vitamin. Can we play that?
Mike Huckabee on why he takes Vinia, the red grape circulation superfood, for better blood flow.
18-hour days are pretty normal. So, I need all the help I can get. The Bible teaches that the life is in the blood. Whatever helps blood flow helps life. Well, it's not complicated. It's our plumbing system.
The Bible teaches that you need blood. Is that a peptide? I'm not sure.
Do you know if that's a peptide?
I guess it's red grapes.
I don't know. I don't know what like blood flow medication is necessary for a man of his age. I'm not going to assume anything about what the use case is here.
I would not like to think about it. This is the second company he's worked with. It's interesting. He's kind of working both sides of the street in the infomercial. The blood flow vitamin, he's talking about how he needs the energy, you know, for whatever purposes, settlements, I think. And on the other side, last year, he was removed from a different infomercial for Relaxium, which was a sleeping pill.
And I'm Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, part-time musician, but longtime customer of Relaxium Sleep.
So he's kind of doing the uppers and downers together. You know, it's kind of like you need the blood flow vitamin to get you going during the day, and then you need some landing gear with the Relaxium at night.
Do they not pay ambassadors enough for him to be able to, like, just do his job and not shill on the side for a bunch of scammy supplement companies?
Is that what you think the issue here is, that we don't have enough high enough salary items for ambassadors?
Yeah, I don't know. Raises for Mike Huckabee. That's what this video is actually about.
Yeah. We also, at the prayer breakfast yesterday, we had Paula Kane, and we should mention that she's also selling some stuff. She's slanging supernatural blessings for the Easter season. We're coming up on the Easter season. Only $1,000 or more for a little supernatural blessing. Well, that might be something for you to look into.
That sounds reasonable. That's a good rate, I think, for a supernatural blessing. You know, it is funny. I mean, just the amount of kind of like just there's so many schemes. I mean, Tom Homan, before he ran ICE, he endorsed like an EMP shield that would protect you from the inevitable Chinese EMP attack.
You can protect yourself at the same time protect this great nation. The threat of electromagnetic pulse is real, EMP. If you don't know what it is, look it up.
That would like knock out all of our electrical systems. There is like a true overlap between the Trump administration and the world of infomercials and hucksterism.
They're snake oil salesmen. It's like if a carnival barker can become president, why can't all the people on the president's, the president's payroll, the executive branch payroll, also be selling crap to the masses? I mean, This is what Trump does himself.
Yeah. This is the key insight. It's kind of like the light, the lantern, you know? Trump is like the grifting lantern.
By popular demand, I'm doing a new series of Trump digital trading cards. These cards show me dancing and even me holding some bitcoins. And new Trump fragrances are here. They make a great Christmas present.
That's the real deal. That's the real deal.
All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book.
And all the grifting, you know, flies are flying around him, you know, sort of orbiting him like their little grifty son. And I don't think it's that surprising that he would attract that type of candidate. And so, you know.
Or that he selects on it. I mean, Dr. Oz, this was his thing, right? Some of these other people, this is clearly a side hustle. Like Mike Huckabee was governor of Arkansas before. This is a side hustle for him to be selling bogus drugs on late night TV. But Dr. Oz, this was his whole shtick.
Today, I'm introducing a new way to help couples everywhere sleep better. Wellness starts from the ground up, so make sure that the arches of your feet are supported.
These promote comfort and relaxation and have been used to help with pain, insomnia, and stress. It's not an earring, it's an ear seed.
Going on TV and telling people what kinds of crazy supplements or lifestyle changes or whatever, mostly things that he could make money off of or other people could make money off of, what they should buy. And he got selected to his current job for that purpose. So it's not incidental, I guess is my point.
All right. Well, everybody out there, you know, you all live out in the country, out in real America. So sometimes it's hard for us to monitor for all these ads. If you see weird Republican ads, do send it to us, theborg.com/tips. And we'll keep. I'm interested to see what the next material that ShamWow Shalomi puts forward. We'll watch that. If it's interesting, we'll share it with you guys. Have a good Super Bowl weekend. Hopefully the commercials are better for you. And we'll see y'all soon. Subscribe to the feed.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.